Fast Freddy's Castle of Common Sense is not only good for your cholesterol, it's a nutritious part of the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. Good to see your smiling faces again. Come closer, have some crumpets and tea with us. The sky is not falling. In the namby-pamby, read subjective truth, world of the left-leaning crowd, it is a given that, in their perfect world, we all should have pretty much the same number of resources as every other person on our planet, thereby eliminating the so-called evil rich. Even though this form of classic socialism, I believe they call it communism, has failed to work at any time in the history of man, the liberals continue to dream that it will work if only the right one or two leaders come along someday. This concept that everyone should have the same amount of dollars, shelter, food, and so on to be fair has evolved in recent years to include carbon footprints. That is to say, all of us must strive to leave a minimum amount of environmental damage along the way as we pass through life. This newer mantra has been brought forward because of the dire urgency of global warming. Since openly attacking our religious beliefs or personal spiritual convictions, or lack thereof, is un-American and politically incorrect, the left-leaners have found a better way to try and equalize our world. Thanks to Mr. Gore and his ilk, the new measure of our worth and value to ourselves and others is whether or not we are participating in saving our Earth. Once everyone has been financially equalized by a redistribution of wealth with radical tax changes and public shaming, the only remaining battlefield is global warming. Global warming will dictate how many children we can have, how large a home we can have, how large an automobile we can have, if any, how much and what kind of food we can eat, and many other personal perimeters to be defined along the way. The irony is that the pressure for these changes is not coming from a conservative Republican government, but from a liberal Democratic side who insist that we all have a right to our opinions and must be allowed to do our own thing. You see, by the rationale of our liberal pals, the need to save our planet overrides all personal freedoms, even their own. It also absolves them of blame for trying to control the rest of us because it's the Earth that requires that we dump our big homes, autos, and bank accounts. Not them. How convenient for them, eh? Now, ladies and gents, pull up closer to this warm fire and listen up. I'm going to give you some startling new information about global warming. First, global warming and cooling have been going on long before Mr. Gore and his associates began their selective research. We have had periods of extreme temperatures in both spectrums since the Earth has existed. This means that global warming is cyclical, a repeating phenomenon, a natural function of our planet. While you might get a lefty to begrudgingly admit this truth, they will then insist that the degree of warming is much, much worse because of the greenhouse gas effect. Here's the rub, boys and girls. Here's where the bogus science comes at us in full force. We are being told that man and man's toys are responsible for the acceleration of global warming, dramatically increasing the amount of greenhouse gases in recent decades. This premise has been proven by the growth of the size of the hole in the ozone layer and the fact that human population growth, number of automobiles in our world, have dramatically increased in the same time frame. Therefore, we are guilty as charged, right? I mean, after all, since it's known that we have polluted our waters and oceans over time, it must follow that we have screwed our atmosphere too, right? Are you aware that we have current verifiable Earth studies to show that we've had previous warmings just as strong in pre-industrial periods of man's history without cars, huge houses, a large population, and so on? As you may be surmising, we are basically talking about the age-old conflict of optimism versus pessimism on the issue of global warming. Since when should a scientific research activity as important as the life of our planet be relegated to any political party for final interpretation? The destruction and loss of wildlife habitat is a serious problem that we can and do make strong efforts to control. The pollution of our atmosphere is a serious problem that we can and do make strong efforts to control. But we, mankind, are not in control of the normal cycles of our planet Earth or its weather patterns. To suggest that we are is total arrogance with a strong dash of ignorance. As you leave our firelight today, just do one thing. Review all available science and make your own assessments regarding global warming. Your neighbor's SUV is not the culprit. The sky is not falling.